D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, we see how aggressive and totalitarian political agendas come disguised in all kinds of packages.
My friends, the time is coming when Christians are going to have to stand up and stand together.
Behind the catastrophic predictions of climate change is a globalist agenda seeking power and control over your life.
You see things like Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal that uses the climate as the veneer for what really is the advancement of socialism.
We expose the Marxist underpinnings of these movements and give you an opportunity to do something about them. Today on Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. America stands today at a precipice. Behind us lies our solid history of constitutional freedom based on God-given rights. And in the chasm before us lies the madness of a statist socialist dystopia. Will we go over the edge in 2020? Well, we might, but only if Christians are silent and if we fail to vote our biblical values. We are speaking out this month on some of the great moral, ethical, and cultural questions of our time, questions that too often the American church has been timid about addressing. On today's program, you'll discover how our religious freedom is inextricably connected with all our other freedoms, which are being lost moment by moment. And we begin by tearing away the veil from what is perhaps the single greatest mechanism for stealing your freedom, the modern environmental movement. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb brings us more.
How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. Yet,
this girl, Greta, has become the face of protests against climate change. Recently, many students around the Western world were encouraged to boycott school in what has been called a climate strike.
The climate strike, or the strike for school strike for climate, really was led by a young girl from Sweden, Greta Thunberg, and these have taken millions of students out of schools where they could have been learning something helpful and given them nice breaks from school, usually excused absences. And the idea has been to get the attention of world leaders to get something really done to fight global warming.
People are suffering. People are dying.
It's been very interesting to watch this young teenager, Greta. Every time I see her, she seems like an angry young teenager. And I don't know how she got to be so angry, but she comes from a country, Sweden, which is very leftist in their policies. I think in the same country, a professor said that a cure to this global climate change is we've got to eat babies, you know, so... Yeah, so there's all sorts of crazy things that are coming out.
What you have with Greta is a girl who's been made the public face of a much larger, very highly organized agenda driven by globalists like George Soros, driven by the renewable energy industry, the wind and solar industries, pouring money into this campaign because they realize that their survival as industries depends on persuading people around the world, especially political decision makers, that global warming is a disaster around the corner.
Many young people today are being frightened into thinking that virtually all the scientific experts supposedly agree we only have about 11 years left of life on this planet if we continue with the same amount of carbon emissions.
The fact of the matter is that when it comes to climate change, the United States is leading the globe. Leading the globe. It's really, I call it a red herring, because we are only producing 5% of the air pollution across the globe. 95% are other countries. We are doing our part here, and we've got to talk to the big countries like China and say, what are you guys doing about climate change? Because you're the ones that are producing all the gases. And so, you know, I come from a biblical worldview, and we have got to care and steward our creation. And so I don't have any problem with caring about pollution, air pollution, and clean streams and waters and all that kind. We must do that. But it's got to be based in facts, and there's no conclusive facts that our climate is changing.
There have been several direct action protests of late by environmental extremists to call attention to the alleged crisis.
They appeared to come out of nowhere, but Extinction Rebellion now has the power to bring one of the world's most powerful cities to a standstill.
All of these protests to disrupt business as usual are predicated on the idea that the Earth is fragile, that human activity is causing weather catastrophes, and that the science is settled, that if we don't act now, life as we know it will soon end.
Unfortunately, the climate alarmists, as I describe them, have found a mechanism to generate the type of social sentiment or public sentiment following climate alarmism that really isn't founded on anything that is scientific.
I think that everything is political, including climate change. And I think that we're going to have to endure it until the Democrats start suffering political losses due to climate change proposals that they're putting out there. So we have an excellent opportunity in 2020 to make the left pay a political price for their radical climate change proposals, such as the $97 trillion Green New Deal, where they're just throwing out things like getting rid of airplanes, getting rid of cars, getting rid of beef.
The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Many Christian scholars believe that God has created a stable, not a fragile world. And of course, we should be careful not to pollute it. But they disagree with the idea that we're just a decade away from extinction.
The idea that we have 10 or 12 years or something like that to live, that the earth will become uninhabitable in a short time unless we defeat this global warming, that is entirely off the radar of any serious climate scientists, regardless whether those climate scientists would be in what many people would call the alarmist camp about man-made global warming, or the skeptics camp. It's really popularizers who are spreading this notion of catastrophe around the corner. There's no scientific basis for it whatsoever.
And of course, those demands have been completely ignored, but we expected nothing less.
Many people do believe this. I find that when you're talking with actual climate scientists, geologists, oceanographers, atmospheric chemists and physicists and so on, you don't find, I think, anybody who believes the alarmist catastrophe around the corner message. Where you find this is with popularizers, with movement environmentalists, with people like Al Gore, politicians who see it as a way to promote their political careers. And again, the scientific basis for this is simply lacking.
And so the whole idea surrounding climate alarmism is really one that provides a backdrop for the consistent advancement of government seizing more power. You see things like Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal that uses the climate as the veneer for what really is the advancement of socialism. And I think that is a great example of what climate alarmists truly seek to accomplish. It's using climate as an excuse to seize more and more power for the government. And I see that as a very diabolical strategy to move the American populace and populace around the world away from the ideas of freedom.
In this pivotal election year, what would happen if all three branches of government were dominated by the anti-God agenda championed by the successors of Karl Marx?
We'd no longer be a free country. We'd be a country living under an authoritarian government. And there's already a whiff of that in the air.
Veteran journalist Robert Knight's brand new book, written exclusively for this ministry, The Coming Communist Wave, What Happens If the Left Captures All Three Branches of Government, will open your eyes to the threats we're facing today.
See, that's what's so scary about this drift away from Christian values and why Christians have to get more involved in the public square.
Contact us today to receive your copy of The Coming Communist Wave, which details how socialism's ultimate destination is communism.
The modern environmental movement is not shy about its goals of handing power to government. It's not a coincidence that those who lean the hardest toward socialism are also the chief purveyors of environmental alarmism, from Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez to Bernie Sanders. And the casualty of all of this is liberty. The far left wants the federal government to have a say in everything from the kind of light bulbs you use in your kitchen to the temperature in your home. It's all part of a comprehensive worldview that requires dismissing God and enthroning the state. Dr. D. James Kennedy explains and shows us what to do about it in this portion of his message, The Rise of Tyranny.
Today, I would like to focus on one issue, and that is the issue of freedom. Freedom in general for all of our citizens, and Christian freedom in particular, which is, I believe, today under serious attack. In fact, under more serious attack by far than ever has been experienced before in the history of this nation. I think we should also remember that never before in history do we have any example of a nation losing its religious liberty without shortly thereafter losing all of its other liberties as well. You know, freedom is a very central theme to the Bible. In fact, it has been said that freedom is the central theme of the Bible. People can hardly imagine liberty being lost in America, but may I tell you what Franklin said again on this subject? He said, after having given to us that declaration, and after the Founding Fathers gave us the Constitution, one of the primary purposes of which was to secure the blessings of liberty. He said that we had been given a constitutional republic, and that it will no doubt be administered well for a while, but the time will come, he said, when it will no longer be administered well, and tyranny will prevail. In America, said Benjamin Franklin. My friends, the time is coming when Christians are going to have to stand up and stand together. Well, how can such things as this happen? Why? Why can we be faced with such a loss? Possible loss of freedom in this land of freedom. What has happened to the guarantee of liberty? Well, Francis Schaeffer, in his excellent book, which you all ought to read, entitled Christian Manifesto, points out very clearly that what we are faced with in our nation today is two totally opposing world and life views. We have the historic, traditional, Christian, theistic world and life view. On the other hand, we have the materialistic, atheistic, world and life view of humanism. And these are totally antithetical at every point. And these two views are struggling for the soul of America. Why is it that we are losing so badly? For two reasons. One, humanism is absolutely an aggressive and totalitarian concept. It will brook no rivals in the public sphere, and it is determined to remove every vestige of Christianity from the public life of this nation. And any Christian that sticks his head up where it can be seen outside of the church is going to get it cut off if they have anything to do with it. On the other hand, the Christianity is a total world and life view. That the truth that makes us free is a truth that deals with every sphere of life. Instead of seeing that, they saw only one tiny slice of that pie. And that was my own personal faith and my own personal piety, my own personal walk with the Lord. And everything else was forgotten. I don't need to worry about the schools or the education of my children. The state will take care of that. Oh, maybe I extend it to the family. That's very personal, too. The founding fathers of this country knew that the Word of God had something to say about every phase of life. It was a Christian doctrine of man that separated the powers of government. And all of those checks and balances which are now being destroyed were based upon Christian concepts. Yes, it will be administered well for a while, and then there will come tyranny. We need to spread the Word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the truth that makes people free. We need to spread the Word concerning the relationship of every phase of life to the gospel of Christ and to His Word. We're going to update you on things that you can share with people. And I think we need to be ready to stand with our Christian brothers and sisters anywhere where freedom is challenged. Because, my friends, when the freedom of another is challenged and taken away, it is just one more piece of our freedom that is gone. But too often, through that desire, as Schaeffer says, for personal peace and affluence, as long as it just happens to somebody else, well, we won't worry till the knock is at our door. That is an attitude that we as Christians cannot possibly tolerate. The loss of freedom by any other Christian is a loss of part of our freedom as well. We need to stand up, find out what's going on, and speak out at the appropriate occasion, whatever we can. Let our voices be heard in the newspapers, in magazines, personally in conversations. Of what this country was meant to be and what God has to say about the priceless gift of freedom. And may I say again, never in history has religious freedom been lost, but that all other freedoms were lost shortly thereafter. It begins, of course, in the individual heart, where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. And you know, there are many Christians which are satisfied just to have gotten it for themselves. And their personal pietism doesn't even extend to sharing the gospel with another. It is total egotistic self-centeredness. My friends, we're now going to find that because we fail to share the gospel with others, that their hearts are committed to an atheistic view which is becoming increasingly militant and hostile to everything that we as Christians believe in and hold dear. And because we have allowed by default this army of people to grow, we are going to begin to feel the increasing oppression that they are bringing to bear. May God grant that by His Spirit, we may begin to reverse this trend, because it's only where the Spirit of the Lord is that there is liberty.
As you just heard from Dr. Kennedy, freedom is on the wane because we have lost a biblical worldview. We have failed to see how the Bible applies to every aspect of life. That's why today's leftists are able to come to us with grand promises that the government will provide for all your needs if we just give them the power over every part of our life. The so-called Green New Deal is one of those false promises in which politicians claim they will save the world if only we will give them godlike power over everything. So-called Medicare for All is another. Candidates on the left are lining up to propose Medicare for All, which sounds really good until you realize it means government would control all of healthcare. Private insurance would be abolished, and a system of rationing would be necessary to set up because bureaucrats and politicians will decide who gets treated and who doesn't, and who lives and who dies. We need to stand up and say no, loudly and clearly. We have put together a petition to leaders in Congress calling upon them to oppose any manifestation of Medicare for All that comes before them. Please contact us right away to get your petition, sign it, and return it to us right away so that we can join your voice with thousands of others. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or you can go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to give a generous donation toward the work of this ministry, we will thank you by sending you the brand new book, The Coming Communist Wave: What Happens If the Left Captures All Three Branches of Government, by Robert Knight. This book was written for and is available exclusively through this ministry. It's essential that you understand what's happening and share it with others as the 2020 elections approach. The Coming Communist Wave includes chapters on the rise of fake news, socialism versus the Ten Commandments, sexual anarchy as the tip of the communist spear, and much, much more. And we'll help you see how all the elements of the left's proposals are actually connected and why they're so dangerous. If you can give a generous donation of $50 or more, we will also include the new DVD program, Freedom at Risk: The Left's Attack on Religious Liberty, which exposes numerous facets of the effort to secularize America and to squelch Christianity. And whatever you do, please make sure to contact us for your copy of the petition calling upon congressional leaders to oppose dangerous Medicare for All proposals. Join your voice together with thousands of others by returning that to us right away. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. Environmental causes are fashionable in our day. At the Golden Globe Awards, they made quite a show of having a vegan menu for the dinner to promote what they call environmental sustainability. And Time magazine named 17-year-old Greta Thunberg its Person of the Year for her gift of hectoring adult politicians about climate change. However, the not very well-kept secret of the modern environmental movement is that it is a thoroughly Marxist enterprise, one built upon false assumptions about reality. Contemporary environmentalists argue that the Earth is a once pristine place that has now been plagued by the cancer of humanity and is spiraling toward destruction. But in the true biblical worldview, human beings are created in the image of God. They are, in fact, the capstone of God's creation. God has given us the task of responsible stewardship over the earth. And the vast untouched wilderness that environmentalists call pristine, in Scripture, these are seen as signs of judgment. Why? Because God tells Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Listen, here is the truth. Human beings are the most valuable thing in all of God's creation. Yes, death and destruction have come into the world through our sin, but the solution is not the eradication of humanity's imprint. It's the eradication of sin through Jesus Christ. God so loved human beings created in His very image that He sent His Son into the world to die for our sins, so that through faith in Christ we could be reconciled to Him. Your salvation and the salvation of our planet will not come through politicized science or through enforced veganism or through oppressive government regulation. It will only come through faith in the God-man, Jesus Christ, the Lord of all creation. Won't you put your faith in Him today for your own salvation? Man-made salvation is destined to fail. Only Jesus Christ can save us. Turn from your sins today and tell the Lord from your heart, Father, I accept your free gift of salvation in Jesus Christ, who died for my sins and rose again from the dead on my behalf. If you do that, I have a book to send to you at no cost or obligation to you. It's Dr. Kennedy's book for new believers to guide you in your relationship with Christ called Beginning Again. Contact us to receive a copy today, and may God bless you as you do. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. I'm Frank Wright. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
We have failed to fulfill our responsibilities as citizens. We have failed to obey the command of Christ.
The left is trying to take over the country and impose a socialist state on America.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.